from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, good afternoon.
The Score Afternoon Show.
Welcome all of you to opening Sunday in the NFL.
Levis, under pressure, firing towards Okonkwo. Touchdown, Titans!
3-score lead in the first half for Tennessee.
Get him a body bag! Yeah!
I mean, you got the Bears opening day at home up against the ropes. They
are
absolutely reeling. And you have a chance to knock these guys out and step on their throat.
This mission is over, Rambo. Do you understand me? It's over, Johnny. It's over.
Nothing is over! Nothing!
Come back. Don't call it a comeback.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Oh, pardon me. Oh, as a comeback.
Stonehouse with pressure. A block. It's scooped up by the Bears. Chicago!
Levis in trouble and throws an interception in the flat. It's being returned for a touchdown by the Chicago Bears. As he tried to throw it away, Levis pitched it forward. Stevenson caught it and raced into the end zone, and the Bears have the lead.
You cannot do that. I mean, clearly, you just cannot do that.
And it shows a bunch of the personality of this team, I would say. The fight, the resiliency.
You, Jeffrey Simmons.
Painted nails.
Painted nails.
I can't wait to say that to him.
Poor Caleb Williams.
Quiet.
Jeffrey Simmons was in his ear.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He was up in his dish early in the game when they were up 17-0. And now Caleb's clapping back a little bit.
Ooh. All right.
I can't repeat what he said, but something about the scoreboard, I'm sure.
Levis takes the snap, looks, fires downfield, going for Boyd. It is intercepted by Johnson. What could have been will be the story for the Tennessee Titans. Teams don't often lose 17-0 leads in the NFL, especially against a rookie quarterback.
Can't afford to.
Yeah, they had us the first half, I'm not going to lie.
The Score Afternoon Show with
insert host's name here
on Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app.
Sing it, Pat, because today it's the Spiegel and Manley Show. Let's go! First time we worked together, Pat Manley, as co-host, you were fresh off the football field, looking for a new life, plotting a new course as perhaps the midday host here on 670 The Score. Now, you know for sure you don't want to do it every day, but you do want to hang out with me today on a Bears Monday, and God love you for it, sir.
Speaks, I was so fresh. You remember the show that I wore a game jersey?
Like, I didn't know what I was doing. I wore a game jersey. I'm trying to figure this whole thing out. I'm still trying to figure it out, what, 11 years later, but I wore a game jersey. I didn't know what
years?
I was doing. You were a good coach, though.
Oh,
I'm going to tell you, you were a good coach.
See? And you're coachable because you're a player. That's how you stuck
you
around.
You were a good coach. And I did years. Enjoy the first 6 months very much so. And you know what sucks is people can now call me a quitter. And I was a quitter.
No, no, no. You're just dialed in. You're living a great life. Right now, today, it is so glorious outside, and there's part of you that is angry you're not playing golf. Isn't it?
If the Bears would have lost, yes. Honestly, if the Bears would have lost, yes. About halftime yesterday, I was like, really? I said yes to these guys over here?
Dude, at halftime, and just before, at least they got a field goal, so it was 17-3. At 17-0, it was like, really?
Mm-hmm.
Because we have been banking so much of our sports positivity and our sports mindset on these Bears. We've been leaning on it and needing it. And the hype train has been overwhelmingly fast and headed down the track towards an over on the 9.5 wins. And if that first game was a loss to the Titans at home, today would be a very tough day for Bears people.
No doubt. And all my friends kept asking me, what do you think? What do you think? And I've said it to all my friends. I said it yesterday on the pregame show probably too many times, but I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. And I'm still going to drink the Kool-Aid. And it's not just about Caleb. It's about this team. I just feel like they have enough players now. And as I was, a long snapper sitting in the corner, staring around at all the great players we had on our roster, I always felt like we had a chance to win. And I think now they're getting there. And against the team like the Titans, I felt like they had a better roster. Didn't start out like they wanted. And I can't wait to ask Jalen Johnson what the locker room was truly like, because he always gives his honest opinion.
Yes, he does.
How they felt at halftime, and did they really feel different than they have in years past? Because Eberflus talked about other years in the past, halftime just felt a little different than this team. And that's why I'm drinking the Kool-Aid on this team. I just think they have enough guys, enough dogs where they can look around and be like, we got this. We can straighten this out. And they were down by 14, and they got it done, and that proves something. But again, Will Levis was part of the equation that
for
helped
sure.
them out. But I just feel like they feel different, and they've talked about it. And Jalen Johnson's quote about, enough talk, let's go out there and play, mm-hmm. love that. But I am drinking the Kool-Aid. I'm in, and it was ugly yesterday. Caleb did not play as well as I was hoping. I'm not talking he was going to throw for 308 yards and 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. I was expecting more than 150, 160 yards. I'm happy he threw had no turnovers, which is big, just even fumbling, in the pocket from like that scramble he had. But they overcame the deficit. They did it. That's a positive thing for this team this morning, and it's also easier to get coached.
Well, see, you dream of being able to teach your lessons to players after wins. What an opportunity. Hey, we're good enough to get that win, but we got a lot to learn. And
they
we got a
honest.
Lot to work
yes.
on. And I do believe that kid, that quarterback, wants to learn and is starved to learn. But this was the design, was that you weren't going to be leaning on him and needing him to be a hero right from the get-go. He's got a few weeks here. He's got a few weeks to get accustomed to what they're going to be doing, and seemingly what they're going to be doing, what Tennessee was doing with Denard Wilson as the D coordinator, and with Brian Callahan as head coach, and those very good two defensive tackles, especially make him beat you from the pocket, mm-hmm. which of course is what you're going to ask any young quarterback
yes.
to do.
Yeah.
Show me that you can do that. All right, so if that's the case, well, let's get tighter and crisper, and let's take advantage when we do end up with cover zero, like he talked about, and we have an opportunity down the field. And yes, that's on him and all of that, but the design was to have a team good enough so you're building a nest
yes.
so the number one quarterback can go in there and do what he does.
Yeah, we're talking to Kurt Warner later here at 4:00, and I was just looking at his roster back from 1999. It's a bunch of all-stars. That's who he got to play with in his second NFL start. So that's what Caleb's kind of walking into. Not a roster as good as that, but he's got guys around him. And the other thing I wanted to ask you.
Yeah, you're right, because Werner came in, and it's greatest show on turf mm-hmm. caliber roster around him.
And
after
an
Trent,
O-line.
After Trent Green got
that.
Hurt.
And an O-line.
He's got Orlando Pace.
Amen.
Yeah,
he's
man.
Got Fred Miller. He's got I had it up there a minute. We'll go over to 4:00, but it's Yeah, it's just it's
3 o'clock, real quick.
Three o'clock. I'm on Central Time. I'm on East Coast Time. Sorry. Yeah, shoot, that's right.
What did he say? Is it said 4 o'clock?
Yeah,
Florida
sorry.
Boy keeps saying 4 o'clock.
I know. I spend most of my time in Florida now, so it's East Coast Time is what I'm telling everybody
guys,
in Florida who's listening.
I'm just so excited to have Pat here.
I don't even know what time it is. I just know what hole I'm normally on at this time.
Same, brother.
sexual reference.
Back to quarterback play. All right. Did Caleb, did he look scared?
It's Caleb on the East Coast. Yes. They say Caleb on the
East Coast. That's on the West Coast. That's on the West Coast.
At 4
Eastern. We got
everybody
tuning in today, man. I've got friends everywhere.
You
They're do? Tuning in everywhere.
And by the way, a texter immediately said, did Pat bring in Aunt Judy's lasagna for lunch? Which is a lovely reference to an amazing time in our lives when we were teammates and I heard about his Aunt Judy and I heard about her lasagna and I very inappropriately made jokes about her lasagna and then you actually brought it in and it was delicious.
It was.
But Aunt Judy has left us. Rest
Before
in peace
get,
to Aunt
thank
Judy.
You. She has left. It's just a moment of silence.
Yes.
All right, now let's talk about Caleb.
Okay.
Sorry for your loss.
Does she get the Godfather's treatment?
The Goodfellas?
Goodfellas, whatever it is. Oh. I don't know the show. I listen to you sometimes.
That's a good call. Aunt Judy did not get the Goodfellas treatment in real
Godfather.
Time.
Not enough source material for that one. Yeah.
If you were at the roast, there was.
Oh, boy. I found my writing for the roast when I was trying to be an acerbic, you know, an insult comic. I was trying to be the Don Rickles of Long Snapper's Ants. It was an unfortunate evening for all concerned. All right, let's not do that.
It's itchy when you start talking about it. But back to Caleb. Yes. To me, the moment did not look too big.
I agree, dude.
He was flustered. He played a little too fast, but overall... For four quarters, I never felt like he's losing it. You know what I mean? Like, oh my God, like Will Levis did. I think the moment got too big for Will late in the game. He's like,
yes.
Wait, we can win this thing?
Mm-hmm.
I've got to go out of my body and do that. But Caleb, to me, still looked comfortable, even though it was a rookie in his first game.
Yeah,
there's a level of comfort I thought he had.
There was, in one of the post-game cuts where he was talking about, he said, I feel great. He said, I feel great.
Yeah.
And he knew, like, he thought he was seeing it well, and he knows they have to execute better, but he's talking about, you know, having dinner with his family this week, but we're going to be better next week. It's like, he's got the right mindset and the right preparation to do this job. So he struggles, and I didn't see him panic, and I don't believe that panic is necessarily coming. Now, there are a couple plays yesterday that could have resulted in turnovers.
The scramble, things like that. But overall, I didn't feel like, whoa, the moment is too big.
No.
And he felt like he just was the same player through four quarters.
And even from the pocket, he threw what should have been a touchdown pass to Keenan Allen.
Yes.
And it cost them 4 points. Look, there's a lot of things that they've got to work on and get tighter with. But that dude at this point, he did not show stress and freak out and panic and give the ball away. And for that reason, my confidence and belief and excitement for him is not reduced by one iota. Like, not one iota. Now, I don't know what kind of numbers he's going to put up, but I've been the guy saying all along, I don't care what kind of numbers he's going to put up. This is not a year where I'm worried about that. We know about 4,000 yards and 30 touchdowns and all of that, but I don't give a crap. How often is he going to have to throw a ton of passes? It against certain teams, when the defense does its job, he doesn't have to be the hero, and that's by design, and that's all good. Let me ask you about something about halftime adjustments on defense. Mm-hmm. Did it appear that what happened to you is what I'd read this morning about how they went wide? They went kind of a wide nine as a defense and funneled the running backs and everybody inside, and that's where TJ Edwards and Tremaine Edmonds were to clean things up, and that was much more effective than what they were doing in the first half.
Yeah, and I thought they brought more guys into the box. They walked up the linebackers on the right guard, and when the right guard got hurt for Tennessee, that was a big problem for them. And again, that's kudos to Eberflus and his staff recognizing that, attacking that, and taking care of that. And then I heard Eberflus talk today that their technique was better. They played better. They did. They played better. But also, if you go back to the second quarter, I think they had a 55 yards rushing. They played a lot of cover two. So you're going to see cover two. They're going to run right at you. Bill Callahan, who we were talking about earlier, had a great run scheme. But then there were times where they brought five or six in the box. Then they misdirectioned them. It was a great call on Brian Callahan, a great series by Brian Callahan. Then, to me, they started to pick it back up. Then they figured it out. But, yes, the second half had a lot to do with scheme, I thought they brought, like, okay, not especially just in the run game, but mm-hmm. in the passing game, they would put somebody over the center. So now you've got five across the board. You've got more one-on-one pass rush possibilities for them, and they took advantage of that. So there was some scheme changes, and I understand why Eberflus is not going to talk about that because he doesn't want people reading into his mind of what he's thinking, give his game plans going forward. But also the guys just played better.
Yeah,
so they turned it up. That second half was a different story.
Yeah, they turned it up, and the blocked punt return, Mr. Special Teams, was obviously a tremendous moment.
Yes.
And a tremendous moment of momentum. And when yep. that happens, your defense goes right back out there, and they're super pumped to be out there, doesn't it? Like, speak to the mindset of what a big play on special teams, touchdown like that
does. I
mean,
it changes the whole game. Obviously, having Devin, you knew you had the chance to score every play. But we also had the mindset of, like, Charles Tillman blocking punts off the edge. You know, if we had a game where we knew they were a little slow with their get off with punts, that we were going to be more aggressive. Guys took it on themselves, like, let's make a difference. Let's make a change. So I got to give credit to Richard Hightower. I've been a little hard on him the last couple of years. I've never really liked his scheme as far as his aggressiveness. He's always played just kind of soft. And I'm not saying he's soft. I'm just saying just, you know, in a punt return, he didn't really rush a lot. He never took a lot of chances with the old kickoff rule. If Velus Jones was catching 2 yards in the back of the end zone, yeah. we're like, why are you not taking it out? But I think now, like, the first punt, he had a punt rush, corner roll. It's hard to decipher. They figured it out, but they got that aggressiveness in there. And then the way the guys tackled and covered. I mean, the biggest hit was Travis Homer on that one kickoff return where he leveled the guy coming out of the spin.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody covering on punt everywhere. It seems like that room has the right mindset and the right guys in there that it's set to be to help this team, and it did on Sunday.
We are going to tap back into the experience of our guy Pat Manley. What happens to a roster and to a game after a touchdown comes on special teams, as he referenced his longtime teammate Devin Hester. You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Fireplace and Chimney Authority. Let's talk about that offensive line, shall we? Before Kurt Warner at the top of the hour, which in Central Time,
that's at 3 o'clock,
is 3 o'clock. Pat nailing it on 670.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Score.
Swift. Can you get anything going? Just a few yards here, and it's third down, although there is a flag thrown as well. Tavondre Sweat, one of the big bodies coming out of Texas.
Odin. Offense number 65, 10-yard penalty, second down.
Coleman Shelton's tough day continues, and a lot of it has to do with those interior linemen for Tennessee that have made impacts all day.
Well, Tavondre Sweat making him sweat. That's a load to try and block right there. And he's holding on for dear life. Once again, the umpire Yeah, we got to get Shelton some white gloves. When you're playing a team with white jerseys, you got to go white gloves.
Jason Kelce sitting somewhere just shaking his head. Come on, Shelton.
Adam Amin and Mark Sanchez, a fun and relaxed listen on the TV broadcast. Pat Manley and me, Matt Spiegel. Pat, I got to say, I don't know if you've caught me doing this, but I have openly called myself the second highest ranking center on the Scores air staff. Olin Krutz is number one.
Yep.
And then me with my 4 years of intramural flag football play with the Mighty Sequoias as a center and a nose tackle. In my collegiate years, I've arrogantly put myself number two. You, obviously, a 16-year NFL veteran as a long snapper. That
not
is
a center.
That is in the center of the line. Are you okay with me placing myself above you in terms of center credibility?
I played center for the East Cobb Vikings back fifth grade. So I've got to put myself just above you.
Oh,
Olin's way up there, but I'll be just above you.
Fifth grade?
Yeah, fifth grade.
Come on, man.
We were good. We won the conference.
College intramurals above fifth grade regional ball? No?
I don't know. I mean,
you play at Duke? You were a tackle at Duke, right?
Left guard, then left tackle, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they never put me I did want to play center, but yeah, I had to play those positions.
But right. He eventually made it to the NFL.
That seems to be an appropriate thing to point out. It's true.
Yeah.
If you needed somebody to play tomorrow, you'd choose Pat over me or in our shared athletic prime of our 20s.
You mentioned you were a D tackle. Were you more like Jeffrey Simmons or Tavondre Sweat?
Oh, yeah. No, I was more. I was more like Tavondre Sweat because I didn't want to weigh in either. I had no interest in weighing in. That dude didn't weigh in.
So you got drafted lower because of that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's exactly right.
But then still are a hell of a defensive lineman, man.
That's why I didn't get drafted.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that guy.
Oh, it's because you didn't go to the combine.
Yeah, that's right. It's because I wasn't invited. They didn't scout the Boston.
The Mighty Sequoias?
Yeah, the Boston Division III Flag Football League. They did not scout.
Should have.
Didn't get my invite. was Coleman Shelton as bad to you as he seemed to me yesterday? I'm frustrated by the lack of resources continued to devote to center. And that dude was a turnstile at times. One play he did get tripped up, but he was a serious turnstile on several other
occasions. It's always easier to go into meetings on Monday morning after a win. But that O-line meeting today, those three interior, not just Coleman Shelton,
yep,
it's going to be a long meeting. Tevin Jenkins didn't play well, but that tells you how good Jeffrey Simmons and this Tavondre Sweat is. They going into that game, you heard all about Tavondre Sweat coming out of Texas and the weigh-in issues, and that's why he dropped down in the draft. Jeffrey Simmons has had a heck of a career so far, but coming off an injury, was banged up a little bit, didn't really play in the preseason. What's he going to be like? Well, they got two dogs in there.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody in the NFL is going to have a problem with him. But I do think it exposed to all of us that they're not there at all. You know what I mean? They can't go against high-end competition.
Not in the middle.
All.
Not in the middle of that offensive line. Nate Davis played poorly and was benched, and they can call it a rotation, but it
felt like a bench.
It sure felt like a benching. Let's listen to Olin Krutz with the morning show with Mully and Haw talking about the offensive line, specifically the interior.
They struggled yesterday, right? I think everyone saw that Coleman Shelton now went up against Tavondre Carter. I heard you guys talking about Tavondre Sweat. I heard you guys talking about that on the show earlier this morning, how tough of a block he was. And we had Keith Bullock on the pregame show in the morning, and he told us how Tavondre Sweat absolutely dominated Lloyd Cushenberry in camp, which had me worried going into the game because I had saw that in the pregame. I'd watched him at University of Texas, and I was a little worried about him. Anyway, we didn't see Jeffrey Simmons. He was out for five games at the end of last year. He didn't play at all at preseason, so I thought to myself, man, if this guy dominated Lloyd Cushenberry in camp, right, what's he going to do to Coleman Shelton in this game and with Jeffrey Simmons back? And that's exactly kind of what happened. Now, it wasn't just Coleman Shelton, guys. He was beating the hell out of Tevin Jenkins too, right? So he beat him a lot. On the first pass that you would say Caleb Williams missed, Tavondre Sweat ran over Tevin Jenkins in the middle of the line there and put pressure on Caleb Williams. So he was just a handful for the inside three of the Chicago Bears yesterday. So watching that game, you're hoping that it was just they went against this elite defensive line on the inside, and you're hoping to have a bounce back game coming up here against the Texans. But they struggled inside. Obviously, you don't want to keep changing your right guard. If you're playing two right guards, it means you don't have one right guard, right? They would try to run, I think it was like a boot screen to the left when Caleb took that 19-yard sack, and Nate Davis kind of just runs by to Vondre Carter, who crossed. They call it a return stunt. He crossed across Coleman Shelton's face. And I got to be honest with you, if I'm a O-line coach on the sideline, I see that kind of effort on the play, I might go to my backup right guard also.
Damn. So there you go. That's the play, the 19-yard sack where Caleb didn't really stand a chance on the first moment. That, right. That's a time to just get swallowed up and take your 5-yard sack and
or he had time just to burn it again. Like just to burn it.
Maybe on that first effort.
Yes, you cut it. Yeah. But that's maybe something, you know, he'll know, like he just beat, I got to burn it.
Well, yeah, I mean, and we can talk about Caleb, and we will with Kurt Warner in about 10 minutes, in terms of like the quickness of everybody
yes.
in the NFL.
Yeah, no doubt.
Learning that, and that's what these first few weeks are going to show him in a different way. But what do you do? What do you do moving forward? Because Ryan Bates and Coleman Shelton was a center competition that didn't really happen because of injury. And now Nate Davis, highly paid. You got one guy who missed the first half of camp, one guy who missed the second half of camp. You got three guys for two jobs at this point.
Yeah, you game plan. But going into this game, you know, you heard about Javondre Sweat. You didn't have a whole lot of tape on him coming through the preseason. So you're, I think, maybe game planning more for Jeffrey Simmons. So you're going to slide somebody there and maybe take, you know, help Nate Davis if he's over on him. I don't know how many teams in the NFL are going to have two guys in the middle that are this good. To be honest with you, Javondre Sweat blew me away. I couldn't believe with, 360 pounds. You know, Olin talked about the return stunt. He's got to go almost a whole gap across here and how quick he can move. There's another one that Tevin Jenkins missed on a down block when they were pulling the other guard. Mm-hmm. He beat him and made a tackle for loss. And I'm like, you're 360 pounds being that quick, going against Tevin Jenkins, who you would expect to be able to pull that block off, and he couldn't. So I'm not so much concerned about going against two guys that good again this year. I got to look at the roster and kind of break that down. But it's game plan. You've got to figure out where these guys are struggling. How do we help them out? Do we have to keep an extra back in? So if you're sliding one way, does a back have to step into the A gap or B gap to help the other guard? You don't want that to happen because you're taking away the pass plays and all that kind of stuff. But they might have to. If that's the only way you can keep Caleb alive and comfortable in the pocket, that might be the only thing you can do.
Well, I wonder if we'll see more sprint outs and more rollouts and more
right,
boots.
But then they were doing stuff to cut those edges off.
Yeah, they
that's
were.
What did, so there were a few times he was trying to boot, and if you watch their D end or the outside linebacker or their nickel safety or corner, whoever's, they were going up the field.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't coming underneath. And you remember Justin Fields sometimes would be able to get outside and have the big runs.
Right.
But this one, they know he's not going to run, so they're going to go even higher up on him to cut him off, to pull him up, to keep him in that pocket.
Brad Biggs had some ideas this morning with the morning show on how they could go shopping for more.
Well, you're not going to find any centers that you want down at the offensive line store this week. They're not out there.
I thought it was a Vineyard.
Yeah. There's a sale today, isn't there?
Yeah, you can get them. You can get them marked off. They're priced to go, but They're there for a reason. They've been returned, and most of them have probably been returned multiple times. You know,
there's not a Vineyard out there. You know, we're not going to be growing. You know, any 6'5", 330-pound tackles. You know, at this point.
Oh, it's an all-timer, Jerry Angelo with the tackle Vineyard. Because I always loved to imagine that.
You know where a Vineyard is, right? It's in. Where's the O-line store? Where would you put the O-line store? In Omaha, Nebraska?
No, I think Gurney Mills.
Locally, you're talking, not nationally, because there's not any. I guess you can go to Michigan and get some.
Right. I mean, every state says they have vineyards.
Yes,
now.
Right now.
Look, the Indiana wine scene.
But I'm just
terrific.
Wondering where the national O-line store would be.
You're not going to go to the offensive line store.
Speaking of offensive line and who might manage that store, getting a lot of texts from Wani today, who's driving and listening in the car, and said, "Pat, did everything possible to avoid Tony Wise offensive line drills. Oh. So maybe that's why you wouldn't know," is what he was saying.
Oh. Well, he wouldn't allow me to not miss him. So maybe, yeah, I always had to do them. Well,
that's Wani again telling his narrative.
Well, hold on, Coach. You're not
true.
Here, so I can speak for a minute. I did middle drill and 9-on-7 my first year with you every day, and I hated it. That's when I realized I was not going to be an NFL O-lineman, so I'm not the owner of the
I'm just glad
store.
That
Tony Wise is the manager of that store.
And
Tony Wise said yes. Alone.
Oh, man, that's awesome. He's the greeter and the manager at the offensive line store. Is
he
Tony
would be good.
Wise.
He would
be
good.
Great at that.
He would
walk
be darn
in.
Good.
Hey, Tony, how are you? Where do you keep the centers? Yep. You know? Aisle 7 right down there. We'll see if the
floor?
Bears bring
I
it
I
in.
I would do floors. You know what I mean? You have to have a big store.
Let's talk quarterbacks with Kurt Warner. We'll do this every Bears Monday. What did you think of Caleb Williams' debut, and does he have what it takes to learn to be better? We'll do it next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever.
Of.
And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.